Some North Queenslanders have expressed frustration that coal mining giant Adani has postponed its final investment decision for its multi-billion dollar coal mine project. The company says it needs clarity from the state government over lower or deferred royalties. And some say the matter has become a political embarrassment for the Queensland Premier. But some economists and energy experts point out that Adani's reaction shows its project doesn't stack up. Catherine Gregory reports.
The pressure is on the Queensland Labor government to manage what some are calling a big political embarrassment. State opposition leader Tim Nicholls has seized on the fallout from Adani's reaction to learning it will not get a royalties break yet.
Adani have certainly said that they are going to indefinitely delay a decision until this bitterly divided Palaszczuk Labor government can actually tell them what it is they are offering. And at the moment, you can understand Adani's concern. But more importantly, I can understand the concerns of those towns up in regional Queensland who are eagerly awaiting this job because of the jobs it'll provide for the people up there who have been doing it tough for the last 2 or 3 years. And of course, Adani must be wondering who they're dealing with and what they're dealing with, because quite effectively, they've just been left standing at the altar by Anastasia Palaszczuk, who has obviously been ambushed by Jackie Trad, and which raises the question, who's running the government in Queensland?
The Adani board was due to meet in India next week for final approval of its proposed $21 billion coal mine in central Queensland's Galilee Basin. But late yesterday, a company spokesperson said its final investment decision is indefinitely postponed until the Queensland government confirms whether it would offer a lower royalty rate or deferred royalties. Cabinet was unable to resolve the issue last night, but the matter has inevitably come up in Parliament today. Premier Anastasia Palaszczuk finally responded to continuous questions about Adani from the opposition.
My government has done everything that is required in terms of the approvals to be given to the Adani Carmichael mine, Mr. Speaker. My cabinet is very determined that we will open up the resource basins of not just the Galilee, but the North West Province and the Bowen Basin.
Tim Buckley from the Institute for Energy Economics and Financial Analysis says, as he sees it, the Palaszczuk government has shown some spine by not giving in to Adani's demands so far.
It's a lack of willingness for the Queensland government to be blackmailed into giving a royalty holiday, in other words, to give the assets of the people of Queensland to a foreign billionaire for free. And that comes in the face of Adani repeatedly for 7 years saying they're going to pay $22 billion worth of taxes and royalties to Australian government. The first thing they're now holding out for is a royalty holiday. So it shows how hollow their repeated exaggerated claims are.
John Quiggin is an economics professor at the University of Queensland and was a member of the Australian government's Climate Change Authority. He believes the mine won't go ahead.
They really have the project pretty much mothballed at the moment, and they were coming up to the point where, of course, they had to put up or shut up, and then suddenly we heard they needed a mining royalties holiday.
Tim Buckley makes a similar point.
The reality, in my view, is that this project is a stranded asset, and the only way it's ever going to go ahead is with an enormous amount of subsidies.
What about the jobs? I mean, North Queenslanders, Central Queenslanders are now saying that they're going to be left out in the cold.
Well, for 7 years, Adani's been advertising on Queensland TV and radio saying there's going to be 10,000 Queensland jobs created by them. I don't think there is 10,000 jobs that Adani is going to mine, because they actually don't have $16 billion to invest in this project. They haven't publicly identified a single financial institution who's willing to actually support the project.
But the people of regional Queensland don't see it this way. Townsville Mayor Jenny Hill says she's bitterly disappointed about the loss of potential jobs and GST revenue. She defends a royalties deal as an investment incentive.
Talking about cash flow, it's like any business when it's first starting up. We've got governments now, both federal and state, providing incentives for new start-up businesses. That's what happens for a small business. It doesn't change for a bigger business either. It's not a royalty waiver. It's about when the full royalties are paid to government and how the payment plan is structured.
That's Townsville Mayor Jenny Hill ending Catherine Gregory's report.